Today on the Contractor Fight Podcast, we are digging into what it means to sell unafraid. I'm going to share with you the mindsets, strategies, and tactics to explode your sales. Let's go. Today on Contractor Fight TV, I'm going to tell you a story of how I fired more than half of my employees on a day that we call Black Monday. And the end result is we damn near doubled our profits immediately. Check this out. Let's go. All right. So guys, making money starts between your ears. And many times we hijack ourselves and we don't make what we're worth. We don't make what we are capable of making in terms of profits and things like that when we run a business because we're letting fear kick our butt. And I'm going to share with you guys a story from, this was probably somewhere around 2003-ish, 2004, that was instrumental in the success of our company at the time. And it's really taught me a lot of lessons about how to deal with my fear and leadership and making money and stuff like that. And so I'm going to share with you a story that we call here in the fight, Black Monday. So it started on a Saturday. One of our crews was working in a client's home. We were working on a weekend and they were in a basement doing some staining and stuff of a custom built bar that was down in this basement. And the crew leader asked one of our painters to grab a work light so he could see what he was doing. Pretty common sense, you know, because it's never a good thing to work in the dark. This was a simple ask and this painter refused. He said, no, I'm good. I can see. Not a problem. The crew leader asked again and he refused again. So the crew leader sent the painter home. All right. I found out about it on Monday when I went to a job site where at the time we had 12 field employees and they were all working on this one house that we had to get. It was actually a different house because they finished that job on that Saturday. And the whole crew was on this other project. And I go to the job site, see what was going on there. And the crew leader told me about it. So I pulled the painter outside to have a talk with him and the crew leader, and it sounded something like this. Okay, here's me. Dude, I need you to do what you're asked by our crew leaders. Please support them and help them do their jobs. They have a lot to manage. Do your part. Painter, if you give me more money, I'll do what I'm told. I always laugh when I said it. So guys, that was the conversation. This stupid conversation continued for about another 10 minutes. And it only lasted this long because I was trying to help him understand the importance of being a team player and how we all succeed together, right? Very simple concept in anything. So fast forward another 2 minutes, I fire the guy. And so this ain't going to work. You need to go home. He went inside the house to grab his tools. And of course, he mentioned to the other painters inside that we let him go. And he walked out and went to his car. Then another dude walked out and said to me, if he goes, I go. He's my ride. I just laugh every time I think of this story. This is a really shitty 20. This is about a 20-minute period, 30 minutes tops. So he says, if he goes, I go. He's my ride. Thinking he's going to like save his buddy. And I said, have a nice day. Get your shit. And he went in to get his tools and told the rest of the crew what happened. Over the next 15 minutes, another five painters threatened to quit. They said things like, he's my brother-in-law, and if I stay and he goes, my wife will kill me. I'll never have sex again. Another guy said, you shouldn't have let those guys go. Bring them back or I'm gone too. Or you need us. I will stay if you pay us all more. Like they're trying to just assert themselves and this and that. So in total, I allowed 7 of our 12 employees to bring their shitty attitudes to my competitors in about a 20-minute period. Okay. I walked into the house after the chosen ones left the job site and I pulled the remaining 5 field employees together and I thanked them for staying. I gave them all a 20% raise on the spot. They went back to work and did their jobs as they always did. Like these were the elite of all of our employees and it was no surprise they stayed.
At the Contractor Fight, our goal is to change the contracting industry for the better, and we know that the best way to do that is by educating one contractor at a time. It's why we put out so much valuable free content on our YouTube channel, podcast, and in our free Facebook group. Today, I want to invite you to join us on Facebook, where our 11,000 strong contractor community is working to build better businesses and charge what they're worth. You'll find a place to connect with other contractors, share tips and ideas, and enjoy free live training and Q&As with myself and other Fight coaches. Join us by visiting thecontractorfight.com/Facebook and help us with our mission to bring respect and dignity back to the trades. Oh, and hey, if you are already a member of the group, I challenge you to invite another contractor friend to join us. Send them the link, thecontractorfight.com/Facebook, or invite them in Facebook. Super appreciate you guys. I'm out.
So fast forward another 60 seconds or so. I've dialed my business partner at the time, and I told him I have good news and I have bad news. He said, "Give me the good news." I said, "I've taken back control of our company." He goes, "Okay, what's the bad news?" I said, "We only have 5 painters left." So what you don't know about this story that I'm going to tell you is that leading up to this day, we had a toxic culture that was just getting worse day by day. The chosen ones had been calling the shots for the past several months. They told us what crew leaders they would work with, who they wouldn't work with. They would gang up on other people in the company, and they'd make their lives a pain at work each day. They made demands. They tested my patience, and they seldom followed directions. They did their own thing because I let them. You ever been in that situation? Because you let them. Remember, culture, you guys, is the intersection between what you expect and what you tolerate. And I'd been tolerating this bullshit. We had been tolerating this bullshit for far too long because, quite honestly, fear kept me from cutting them loose. We had to produce. We had schedules to keep. We had closings and money to collect and all this other shit. And there was no way I could let them go, so I thought. As soon as I got rid of the wrong people, who, by the way, were pretty damn good painters, our profits soared immediately. We made almost double the profit and with less than half the people. Like within a couple weeks, we were already more profitable. And we actually produced more work with the right 5 than we did with the wrong other 7. The morale of the remaining 5, you guys, exploded. They stepped up. We finished jobs ahead of schedule. Quality improved. This core group became our foundation as we grew. Okay. They were waiting to grow. They were waiting to come alive. They were waiting to live up to their potential, but there were a bunch of other shitheads in the way. Okay. That I let stay there because of fear. What I learned from this, as I wrap this up here today, what I learned from this was to never allow myself to be held hostage by my employees again. I was never going to be anyone's little bitch. Okay. I've learned many lessons through the years about leading people, a ton of lessons, a lot of hard ones. And I continue to make mistakes. I get it right now and then I learn some new lessons each and every day, each and every week. I think that will never change, right? I don't think we'll ever arrive as a leader. There's always going to be a challenge. There's always going to be conditions that need to be navigated as a business owner. That will never change. So what I want to leave you with right here today, guys, is simple. If you want to make more money, if you want to be as profitable as you can, if you want the type of place that is fulfilling all the dreams and goals and visions that you have for yourself and the type of company that you want to build and impact in the community and all those other things, you must get a firm grip on what you want your culture to look like and protect it at all costs. I'm out.